Sehr gut, sehr gut, sehr gut.
Sehr gut?
Wieso Steuer ist sehr gut? Das sagen ganz viele.
Wer sagt das?
Stiftung Warentest, Computerbild, Focus Money, Chip, Finanztipp, such dir was aus.
Mega, aber das ist doch bestimmt kompliziert.
Nö, einfach Foto von der Lohnsteuerbescheinigung machen und fertig.
Klingt sehr gut.
Ist sehr gut. Mit Wieso Steuer? Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 plates of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On today's show, Jess Hooker digs deep with relationship secrets. It's all right after this.
Those liars of ours back when I was in school said 2010 would be future cool. The gasoline engine would be a thing of the past. We'd get our own little rockets that would fly real fast. I couldn't wait to start flying around with a 4-hour erection that wouldn't go down. I'd impress and undress every woman in town. And I couldn't wait for that to get off the ground. Now I'm sitting here, there's a cop over there. Me and him supposed to be up in the air. Him saying, Tim, you're way too drunk to fly. I'll have to write you up for an FUI. I'm stuck in an 89 Pontiac. I'm supposed to be a flying sex maniac. So where's that contraption to strap on my back? Where the f*** is my jetpack? Where the f*** is my jetpack? Maybe Ross Perot could have finally got around to a tiny little rocket with a giant sucking sound. But Clinton came along with mainly women in mind and a giant sucking sound of a different kind. I can't smoke in my car, I can't smoke in a bar. Bob Dylan's still our biggest rock star. We made it to Mars and now the president's black. But where the f*** is my jetpack?
A great way to get your morning started. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
And in the studio, Jess Hooker, we're going to drill deep in a matter of moments with secrets that you are advised not to tell.
Not to tell early in a relationship. These are things that as things get more serious, you could probably share. But early in the relationship, it's just not necessary.
Don't want to scare them away.
Right.
Well, okay. Josh has one, a very simple one. Which is...
It's real simple.
Yeah? Yeah. What's that?
But the rule is don't go in the basement.
Okay.
Sure.
Honey, when you're over here, just, you know, see that door? You might as well pretend that's a wall.
That's right.
Like the Adam and Eve, everything but the apple.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep. Yeah. Just don't go in the basement.
Basement could be a problem.
Right.
If odd odors emanate or screaming sounds, ignore them.
Now, honey, where are you not supposed to go?
The basement.
The basement. We're going to get along just fine.
Okay, good. There you go. Now, this is from what source?
Bestlife.com.
Okay. What do they say?
So they say this is probably the first thing is not to share your sexual history. There doesn't need to know numbers.
Sure.
Well, of course not.
Yeah. But I think that that comes out later. People ask those questions, right? So what's your number?
The correct response is
five.
Get out of.
A girl's response is supposed to be five.
Is that true?
Yes.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Tom, what would you say the correct response is?
Get out a calculator.
Yeah.
Really?
I don't want to know. You don't want to know that.
You know, it kind of does. It really, in the scheme of things, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
That person is with you now.
Right, exactly.
You say things like, do we include trannies?
What?
Yeah.
I don't care. I don't want to know.
And just intercourse, right? Stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah.
I have a girlfriend who makes new relationships get STD tested, and she has to see the paper that they're good to go.
Wow, sort of like a boyfriend Carfax.
Romantic. Very romantic.
She sounds wonderful.
Just when the moment strikes, let me see your papers.
There we go.
That's interesting.
Tonight's the night you've brought your papers. I am moist. Let's begin.
Now, does she show them papers?
Yeah, I think she does.
Okay,
yeah,
here's mine.
And let's see yours.
Clean bill of health.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Talk about
consensual. Do you each have to have a lawyer?
Yeah.
Well, yes. Baby, I'm ready. You know Mr. Cohen.
He'll be observing just to make sure everything's okay.
Well, that's getting drunk.
You know Mr. Cohen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Don't share things about them that you can't change, that they can't change, such as like the size of their nose or their eye color or...
Size of their nose.
Okay. I don't... Just the different things.
What?
Well, yeah.
Sure,
size of their nose. Yes, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, just don't share things. Like if they get a bad haircut, things like that, just don't... You don't need to nitpick.
That.
It's not necessary.
Bad haircut can be fixed.
Yes, right.
Sure.
But just you don't have to...
An ugly face. That can't be changed.
Oh, God.
Well, I mean, there are surgeries, but, you know, what are you going to...
Even little behaviors that they have it's just not necessary.
Remember Mike Birbiglia's great line? This is years and years ago when Birbigs was a single guy and he was on a first date with some woman. He said, "Well, so what do you like?" And the first thing she said was, "I like black guys." Mm-hmm. You know, Mike can do a lot.
Not only is Mike not black, really far away from being black. Yeah.
Sorry.
You think one of their friends is hot. You don't have to share that.
You sure don't.
No.
Wow.
I feel like you've been there.
Yeah, that's...
Oh, I've made that mistake.
Oh,
you've done that to someone. Yeah. A girl hasn't done that to you.
Oh, I need to hear more.
Yes.
I was young. I was,
and dumb.
I didn't know some of these rules
I'll be your girlfriend. So, what did you think of the party tonight, Josh?
I had a pretty good time, but man, oh man, that Robin... Super hot.
Funny, too.
I believe the words in response, "Oh, is she?" is what I heard.
Yeah.
And then in my head I went,
What were you thinking?
That, I shouldn't have shared that.
So I suppose you'd like to go wreck her.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Man.
Why don't you just go with her then?
Josh? Yeah, Josh, if I were to die, which of my friends would you hit on?
Well, of course it would be none of them, honey.
Would it bother you if a girl told you a friend that she thought was hot of yours?
Not anymore.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, now it's like, we're adults, and it's, of course he's a good-looking guy. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
We're all mature now.
How about movie stars?
Oh, that's open
when they go
season, I think. Anybody can, yeah. Yeah, if she's like, "Oh, dude, he's so hot," I'm like, "Yeah, Ryan Gosling's very hot." What do you? Well, I'm gonna get mad about that.
Well, what if it wasn't Ryan Gosling?
What if it was some actor here locally in a dinner theater? Then what would you say?
Boy, that Kanicki sure was good looking, wasn't he?
Who was that who played Kanicki? Huh?
You think he's got Instagram?
Ah, damn it, Josh! Don't be upset, but. Tell you what, that Peter Dinklage really.
Well, if you...
He does it for me. Would you mind watching Dorf with me?
Dorf on golf, Dorf on me. Okay.
Did they ever do a Dorf porno parody? They have.
Oh, jeez.
That has to have been done.
I hope so.
Do you know what Dorf is, Chris?
I don't.
I don't either.
Oh, it's the great actor Tim Conway.
It looks like they
I assume that they take some kind of giant drill and drill like
leg holes,
a foot and a half hole in the ground, and then he stands in them. But and they put shoes at where his knees are, so he looks like he's very short.
It's quite silly.
And he hits golf. It's hilarious. It's probably politically incorrect.
It has to be.
Another thing that you don't want to share is that you wish they were more successful.
Oh my God!
Yeah, I know.
Why?
I think nowadays men and women just say exactly what they're thinking.
No,
and
honey,
maybe,
I like you, but
yeah,
you are a loser.
Oh Jesus!
You know, it's not that far from minimum wage.
Today I entitled my blog, "You Call This a Ring?"
Man. Wow.
That's sad.
Yes. Maybe that you weren't attracted to them at first. that it took like, well, I think on maybe a first date or a situation where you were set up. And maybe
I didn't
initially
know you were looking at me. Of course, though, I didn't know about the go funny eye.
Right.
I've gotten that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I'm not a women don't necessarily see me and go, oh, I want to have a one night stand with
you. You're a specific type.
I'm a guy, like, if you work with me for 3 months, all of a sudden,
that's how
you and Ace hooked up.
Yeah, exactly. And, we're very happy. We're registered at Target.
Here's a picture of Tim Conway as Dorf. Standing next to,
I'm going to be honest, it's funnier golf than I remember.
Never seen that.
So silly.
Oh
and yes, it is
politically
incredibly political.
I want to get back to something that we were talking about.
Toys?
The AirPods.
Yes.
Yeah.
The wireless Apple.
Earbuds.
They're called AirPods. We had an interesting story about a guy that swallowed one while sleeping and then
in Taiwan.
Went through his digestive system. It came out and it still worked.
Right? Yeah, that's wild.
Chick, you said if you only have one, it won't work. No, that's not correct. That's not been my experience. You can use just one. It says to use just one AirPod, place an earpiece in one ear, leave the other AirPod in the charging case. You can switch them just as easily.
Yes, but if you're wearing both of them, and, you know, like while I'm doing sick reps at the gym.
Sure, man. Getting swole? Yeah.
Swole. I'd take my earbud out, my AirPod out, man, to go, it's 380.
Yeah. Yes.
And the music stops when I take my thing. And then I put it back in my ear and the music starts.
Apparently,
again,
if you put it back in the pod holder, it will continue in your one ear.
Who would do that? Who just wants the one?
Well, that'll give Chick an opportunity to
talk to everybody.
Communicate with his spotter.
Yes.
And if you're talking on the phone or you want to hear somebody else.
I just wanted to clarify that's apparently what's going on.
I guess.
And they also sell one of those at a time if you lose one. Put it in the case and apparently they will pair.
I've never used them. Do you use them?
Yes, I like them very much.
I use them constantly.
Yeah, I like them.
You use them constantly?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. They are crazy great sound. It's nuts.
People can hear you really well. You can hear them really well.
It's Tom's dream.
I don't use mine for the phone. I just use it to listen to music when I'm doing things.
I've never used it for anything but
the phone?
The phone.
Oh, wow.
You've never just sat back and shut your eyes and listened to music?
Not recently, no. Let's get back to things you're not supposed
to
tell
you.
You
know what? I'm going to hear this. I'm going to look up and you're just going to be gone. There'll be a puff of smoke and you're... Sorry, go ahead.
Now, Jess... Our topic today is things you should not tell a new lover.
Right.
Yeah, secrets that should be kept.
That should be kept. Yeah. Things you like about your ex. That's not necessary.
Oh, my gosh.
You shouldn't share that.
Well, of course not.
Certainly you shouldn't.
I don't think you're even supposed to talk about exes, are you?
Ever?
I think it comes up.
Later, not in the beginning stages.
You've had better sex. That's obvious. You don't want to share that.
That was all right, but
my gosh.
I've had better.
Wow.
Woo!
Things you overpay for. Say if you...
Uh-oh.
Spend $45 on a pair of underwear or
scissors.
$100 on a pair of scissors.
Uh-huh.
Things you don't want
to... You don't want to share that.
You just don't want to share that. Not yet.
Sound too...
Bougie?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe that's what
is.
Is
that what it is?
Yeah.
That would seem to me to be the least important of the ones we've had so far.
Yeah,
right.
That one's
same
pretty
here.
Harmless.
That seems to be the easiest... The one that would be easiest to get over.
Yeah. Unless you're worried about her spending all your money or him spending all your money.
I paid $50,000 for this skateboard. Wish I could afford a car.
Yes.
Then you go, oh, wait a second. This person has issues with judgment.
Mm-hmm. Minor relationship doubts. things that creep up in the first couple of months that you're like, I don't know if this is going to work, you don't necessarily have to share that with them either.
Hmm.
Yeah. That you dislike one of their friends or family members.
Yeah, that can wait a little
bit,
huh?
Yeah, you can't do that.
Yeah.
Well, the classic, and this happens to everybody, is let's just say, for the sake of an argument here, I'll use Ace because he's never been married, but let's just say Ace was married and then got divorced.
Mm-hmm.
Or Ace walks in one morning and goes, hey, look, I'm getting divorced. You want to go, it's about time. She is,
right.
She's the worst. Mm-hmm. Everyone hates her.
What
and
a
three
crank
days later,
she
he
was.
Comes back. Well, we've
patched
reconciled.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, you mean, sorry about that horror remark.
Yeah.
Something else you don't want to share is your secret single behaviors.
Things okay.
Things that you'd like, maybe if you binge watch Keeping Up with the Kardashians or if...
Battlestar Galactica.
That's not going to hurt.
That's
or
not
you,
gonna hurt,
you use pen caps for Q-tips.
Ooh,
because
right.
No one else is around to judge you.
Uh-huh.
Or paper clips.
Yeah.
This is all about me. Why do
no,
I
it's not. I've done that.
Or someone else's glasses, the earpiece.
Or why would I buy Kleenex when I've got dirty laundry?
You do not do that.
Next.
So wait a second.
Yeah, can you go to...
So hold stop right there. Wait a minute. You blow your nose...
on a T-shirt?
I have not done that. Yes, I have. Yes.
So what, you walk down to the laundry room.
Well, he's done more than blow his nose on it.
If it's in the hamper right there.
There's a pair of underpants on the floor. You pick them up, look for an soiled area, and shove it up to your face.
That's a good point. If you're going to blow your nose in a pair of boxer shorts, you want to use the side of the boxer shorts. Yes, not the front or the back.
I think dirty towels maybe, but not clothes.
Why? They're going in the wash.
I don't get washed.
Mm-mm. You know,
do you
with
blow
new
your nose
Tide
in the
Pods,
shower?
I can get the boogers out of my shirt.
Yeah, I'll do the old farmer's hanky in the
shower.
I'm a human being.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Every morning.
But I won't do it.
God, no.
I will not do it if somebody's over. I don't want. They don't need to hear me go.
So that's a single behavior.
Yeah.
How about the green and goes backwards? Do you do that?
No.
In the shower and then
gross person.
You're
a sick, sickening man.
Wow. I'm just going to sit here in silence.
Do you pick up your laundry and blow your nose into it?
Yes.
Really?
What about if you're out of...
What if you're out of toilet paper?
I was just going to say, what if you're out of toilet paper?
I'm never out of toilet paper.
Hey, honey, do you know where I put my cummerbund?
No cardinal sweatshirt.
I'm getting it dry cleaned. I'm just going to use the
ridges. All of my clothes are handkerchiefs.
They're all fair game.
It feels... A T-shirt against your nose when you blow your nose, feels way better than a Kleenex. Plus, it doesn't tear.
Well, that's how hankies...
Maybe a washcloth.
Why don't you just have a hanky?
Grab a washcloth.
That's sick. I'm not going to carry one of those around.
Hankies are kind of...
they've kind of gone
out
of fashion.
Right?
Yeah, they're disgusting. Yeah. My grandpa had one. I mean, what are you doing?
I don't think Kleenex was very expensive or whatever you want to call it, tissue.
Right.
Those were different times. I knew a guy in college carried a hanky. It was so disgusting.
Yeah, it really is baffling.
My buddy Gary, women are not going to get near you if they see that.
Did he have a drill or a hanky? He had Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
No, he just had the one.
Oh,
I don't think he was big on doing laundry. It wasn't his only issue.
Thank you.
Rest in peace.
Yeah. Oh, he's dead. He's a dead man?
Sadly.
Oh, that's sad. Do you guys have secrets? Is there something that you would keep other than blowing your nose on the laundry? You don't do that at
How deep?
At her in,
house,
yeah,
I want to get with Justin. How deep do you have to be in the relationship before you go?
Look, I yak on my dirty laundry.
What about her laundry? Let's just say she's staying over and she throws something in the hamper.
I would not do that.
Of course
no, I wouldn't do
that.
No, it's got to be mine.
Hey, your sorority sweatshirt. I better wash it.
Hey, you might want to check your bra before you put it on. Yeah.
How early in the relationship do you leave the door open when you're in the bathroom?
Never.
I wouldn't.
Never.
That's a single thing that I absolutely do.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
What kind of a freak would shut their door if they're by themselves?
I like to be locked in with it. Yeah.
I like the smell.
I like hotboxing myself.
I put a towel underneath the door.
What's your policy with the dogs?
What Well, see, I
if you're if you're sitting if you're sitting down.
Oh, are you kidding? The dog's right there.
I don't
really?
Have a door
oh,
to
my dog.
I don't
is,
have a
yes.
door to my bathroom. So I have my bedroom door and then the bathroom and then the closet door, but there's no door in the bathroom.
So the dogs walk in and stare at you?
Yeah, they've done that.
You just let them sit there?
Yeah. Well, what am I going to say?
No, I know.
They don't get
it. Hey, you want a drink?
Hey, let me
and
ask
I
you,
don't let them drink out of the toilet.
Let me ask you, parents, what about a toddler? You know, your kid's 1.5. Do you take him in with you?
Oh, my
you?
God.
You hold him, you set him on your lap.
Oh, you know something?
Because you can't really leave him alone.
There are certain circumstances. If you've got like a toddler and you're by yourself and you're in the mall or something and it's urgent.
Right.
There was a time when you could walk up to someone and go,
hey, will you hold my kid?
Excuse me, but I am desperate. Would you please hold my child?
Yeah, right,
no,
right.
No problem.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life
and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did, and I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.